During our press conference on Monday, I talked about child care and talked about the concerns we have to make sure that we get this right, to make sure that we have as much information and data as possible to confidently reopen our child care centers. And so for the past few weeks, we've been working with numerous experts, pediatricians, children's hospital folks, child care professionals, parents, caregivers, infectious disease experts. These conversations have helped inform our plan, rooting it in the best science and practices that we could find. I will say that we do not have really any great data in regard to child care in COVID-19. While there is information, certainly best practices in regard to any spread of virus in childcare, studies have been done on that. But as far as COVID-19, there is not a whole lot of information out there. I'll talk about this in a moment, but we intend to rectify that. On May 31st, childcare providers in Ohio will be able to reopen. They will reopen with reduced numbers of children in each classroom, intensified cleaning and hand washing practices, and many other changes.
Along with daycares are day camps. We know that day camps are an important part of the child care conversation as well. Families want to plan for summer work and summer activities, and day camps will open the same day as daycare. On May the 31st, the protocols and ratios for this will be released by the end of the day tomorrow. So those will be forthcoming. But I know in talking with a variety of working families and local government officials that that was an important one to give guidance on when we're opening, and it's going to be May the 31st. Additionally, I mentioned BMVs before. I'll mention them again. BMVs will open across the state on the 26th, May the 26th. I want to talk about certain services that are already available at the BMV because we want you to use the online services that are available. We've worked very diligently to get every service we can online, and we want you to use those. When you can. There are services for our online, for online use for things like vehicle registration, vehicle plate replacement, scheduling a driving test, updating your address, paying license reinstatement fees. Active duty and deployed military members and their dependent families can apply for driver's licenses and ID cards and request duplicate licenses online. There are a variety of things like that that are available online. So go to the online services at BMV and see if they can serve you. But all other services will be open that you must go into a BMV for on May the 26th. Remember also that under House Bill 197, there are extensions on licenses and registrations that are still will still be in effect that you will not go in and need to immediately renew these things. And frankly, we don't want you to, unless you have to. We know that there are certain circumstances where you may have lost a license. You need something like that to begin another phase of your life, a job, something along those lines. And that service will be available. But don't come in unless it's necessary. Use the online service as you can. Remember, the website is oplates.com is the website that you can use to access those online services. Another thing that will be opening, campgrounds. Many of them are already open in a limited fashion throughout the state, but they will be opening up completely on May the 21st. They will have to meet certain requirements. That guidance is up on the website now so that campgrounds and campers can start making plans as we go forward. So that date is May the 21st. That information is available on what those protocols are. cleaning the commonly used areas at those sites. I know that the Ohio Department of Natural Resources Director Mary Mertz will have also has a number of things that will be happening in our state parks regarding openings and protocols that will be available on the website as well. Next group that we've worked with have to do with gyms and fitness centers, recreation centers, dance studios, tennis clubs as examples. And as it relates to that, we also have guidance on limited or non-contact sports leagues and pools. And let me go through each of these. For gyms, fitness centers, they will be able to reopen on May the 26th. Guidance will be on the website at some point today on the protocols that you must meet. We know that athletic facilities, working out, provides both mental and physical benefits to people. But we also know that it's important, very important, that we keep these surfaces, these places clean, that we follow the protocols so that we don't create any unnecessary contact or spread through the reopening of these facilities. And that guidance will be available today. We also have guidance on sports leagues, which fit right into this, on non-contact or limited contact sports like golf, softball, baseball, tennis, paddle sports of the like. Those can also reopen, be reestablished on May the 26th. Guidance on all of those things will be available later today. We are emphasizing that these are very low contact or non-contact sports. We have work groups that are working on the higher contact sports as it really relates to lacrosse, hockey, field hockey, soccer, basketball, and others. We know that there are some other things like volleyball, gymnastics that present their own special challenges. The work group still is functioning to provide future guidance on those types of sports. But what we're announcing today are those limited contact situations that we want to make sure that there are guidance around. Additionally, we know that there are other leagues, things ranging from frisbee to cornhole to bocce, things like that. There's going to be general guidance on there for those non-contact activities regarding social distancing, sanitizing equipment, and wearing face coverings, et cetera, when practical. These protocols are designed, these openings are designed to allow us to do the things we love while also keeping our loved ones safe. And it's important that for successful reopenings, follow the protocols that we know work if followed to minimize our health risks. Additionally, with pools, pools can reopen on May the 26th as well. I want to read directly from the CDC guidance on this. There is no evidence that the virus that causes COVID-19 can be spread to people through the water in pools, hot tubs, spas, or water play areas. Proper operation and maintenance, including disinfection with chlorine and bromine of these facilities, shouldn't inactivate the virus in water. What we're talking about here, I want to be clear, we're only talking about pools that are regulated by local health departments. These could be public pools or clubs. What we're not talking about are water parks and amusement parks. Those are not under this, will not be allowed to open under this guidance. Those are regulated differently. And those are being addressed through our travel and tourism work group. So they're not forgotten, but they're not on this list for opening. We remind in these situations that individuals should continue to protect themselves, practicing social distancing and good hygiene, and the additionally ensuring water safety quality for the owners and operators in community pools is important. That you follow these guidelines that are being put in place, and always the interim guidance for businesses, employers on safe workplace environments. That guidance on pools will be made available later today on the coronavirus website under reopening. And then finally, horse racing can resume on May the 22nd. Guidance for those activities have been approved by the Racing Commission. They worked through the Racing Commission to make sure that these activities can take place, but spectators will be prohibited. No spectators. I want to stress that this does not mean that casinos or racinos themselves can open up. We're only talking about the agricultural aspect of this with horse racing. No spectators. This, I know, is an important priority in the agricultural community, and the Racing Commission has provided guidance that will be added to the website. Emphasizing again, these things may open on the dates described, does not mean that they will open, and does not mean that local governments or others might not add additional guidance on this. And all of this guidance will be up on our coronavirus.ohio.gov website by the end of the day tomorrow. Much of it will be up today. All of it will be up by the end of the day tomorrow.